Hi, Paul, and anybody else that's listening. I'm recording this publicly. It's really a response to Imani blog, Paul Imani, who put a request out for some thought and feedback on a decision he has to make about how to record audio, whether or not to have two separate accounts. Anyway, Paul knows what I'm talking about, and I will put a link to the boo of Paul's here in the description of my own boo, just so you can find it easily if you stumbled upon me first. I'm taking the dog for a walk, so I'm a little breathless. I'll slow down a bit, actually, because I tend to stride along. Yes, this idea of recording a daily boo for your business, Paul. In itself, that's not what the question is. You're doing that, and that's great. But how you want to do it? One thing that struck me was you were talking about running it through your professional boo, if you like, the one for change agents, working it through Audacity, top and tailing it with some music and intro, an outro, whatever. And, you know, I'm wondering why you feel the need to do that. I'm wondering why you feel that that's something that you should be thinking of doing, cleaning up the audio. I don't know. I don't know how much Imani blog is change agents. I can't imagine it being much different apart from the conversation, the topics that are discussed. Do you affect a voice? Do you put a voice on for your business? Do you speak to your clients in a different way than you would speak to the rest of us, the non-clients, if you like, on Audioboo? Do your clients, when you see them, when you're looking for potential clients, if you like, do you top and tail in that sense? Do you have an intro and an outro? I know that we all do sometimes when we're looking for new business, but I'm just wondering if change agents is in part Paul Imani, then I would imagine keeping it relatively informal, if that's how you conduct business. I've listened to some of your interviews with people across the time, over the course of a couple of years. I've listened to how you approach people and discuss things, and it may start out a little formal, as in just to set the tone for the boo, but it soon goes into Paul Imani, Imani blog. It still goes into that theme, into that style of delivery. And if that's how you conduct business, which I, for personally, I hope it is, because it's a very warm way of, you have a very warm way of expressing yourself as a storyteller, as a narrator. Then I would suggest either having a separate account but in the same sort of style, or using the same account but using specific hashtags each time. So it's work, making the description more professional. Make the description more professional. Add tags in it so it's easily searchable by subject matter. But possibly keep the same account. Or if you're going to have another account, do the same thing. You know, keep it professional in the sense of the description, the tags, and where you paste or where you put the embed code for it into your blogs. Keep it all nice and professional looking. But I would, if, I don't know, I mean, my suggestion would be to carry on talking in the same style without making the audio too polished. Because, you know, a lot of business is conducted in places where there isn't a sing-song at the beginning, where there isn't a fanfare tune being played in, where there isn't a grand entrance and a dramatic finale, you know? And this is my personal, you know, my personal thoughts here, because I can't stand that stuff. There's lots of people that I used to follow that have gone down the road of, and you use the word podcasting, because people seem to think that's a more professional term than recording a bit of audio, and perhaps it is. But as I've said to a couple of other people that have gone down this route of booing with a bit of music and a bit of drama and behind their boos and this sort of thing, I turn off. It's no longer this informal chat, and it's no longer this warm person. It becomes a commodity. You know, we turn ourselves into commodities that way, and I don't think it's necessary, personally. You know, and there's people who are recording audio in different formats. They're recording a nice, what I consider a nice, normal, informal chat boo, and at the same time recording some professional, or the perceived idea of some professional recorded boos. And I don't listen to the professional recorded boos because they bore me. If I hear intro music to a boo, I turn off. Why do I turn off? Well, I'm here for the chat. I'm here for interest. What's important to me is content. It's people who are being genuine about themselves and about what they're doing. And I don't think a fanfare is required for that. I don't think having music playing in the background is required. I don't think having a studio quality sound is required. It makes it sound dead. Here I am out taking the dog for a walk. I boo from the bath, I boo from where I walk. I don't boo as frequently as some people, but, you know, if I'm booing on a particular subject, then I can be a little bit more formalised in my boo. But it is who I am, and I make no bones about it. So I'm drawn towards that kind of boo. I'm drawn towards that kind of audio. Podcast is, I'm not drawn towards. I follow some people, they follow me. Maybe they're not drawn to my style, but we still follow each other. Perhaps, you know, there's time for a clear out. because there's some people I'm still following that I don't listen to at all anymore. Because the route that they've gone down isn't the route I like. It doesn't suit me. It doesn't suit my listening. I like to listen when I can, when I'm walking with my headphones on. And I want the chat. And I would think that if you're... It depends on what you're doing with change agents, Paul. If you're wanting an ultra-polished professional feel, then I wouldn't think audio would be the way to go necessarily. There's much more professional platforms out there, although there's nothing wrong with audio in that sense. Maybe you want to try and find a balance between a professional sound for change agents and the warmth of a Marnie blog. Well, like I say, I think for me that would be just not necessarily clean up the sound file, not run it through Audacity, not put some intro music on, but simply record what you have to say, but do it in a warm style, as if you're conversing with someone, not reading from your blog post. I mean, I don't read your blogs, Paul, I must admit. I don't have time. It's, you know, I could read a million. But I do listen to your audio, as you know. And that's good enough for me. And if your blog posts were in the same style as your audio, I would probably want to read them. So there's another thought, perhaps. You know, record your blog post, then transcribe it. And have the transcription of the audio as your blog post. That's just probably going off subject a little bit, really. So they're just my thoughts. Whatever you do, Paul, I wish you well. I wish you success in your project. A blog post a day. Crikey, I struggle to write one a month. I just don't know what to say sometimes. Anyway, I'll go. Time for me to fly. Thanks to anybody else who listened to this. But as you can see from the title of the boo, I've at a Marnie blog first. But it is public. So thank you for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.